Angie, me and Angie are doing the service today. So just wait. Are you coming up or are you just going to sit there?
I was just reading about a celebrity that's had so much cosmetic surgery done that you don't know, can't recognise him anymore.
Oh, right. Who is that then?
Don't know, I didn't recognise him.
You do realise you were supposed to be up here.
Sorry, I got distracted.
Yeah, so sorry about that. Angie was a bit busy there, you know. She should be doing this, shouldn't she, really? And that's the whole point of our service, putting God first. We're doing Luke 10, 38 to 42. It's all about, are we too busy in life to be putting God first, as Angie was just then, she's always on her phone anyway. Okay, so we're going to...
As Jesus and his disciples were on the way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She said she had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care? My sister has left me to do the work by myself. Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her."
Oh, yeah, we're there, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. So this is me. It's my bit now.
Oh, is it your bit? Okay.
Okay. So it's our bit, actually. Oh, no. So I want some total honesty here. Hands up if during this service, when you come in now, you're thinking about something else. Work, cooking, people coming round, school, jobs, anything. Oh, total honesty, yeah? You can't help it, can you? You actually can't help it. And it's so easy to do because we live in this world, don't we? And we're surrounded by those things. And and it's very hard just to focus on God, to take that time out. So what I'd like to do is, and I spent a lot of time doing this, I've printed off some of these, which I'm going to hand out, to find out if you are a Martha or a Mary. Martha, busy doing stuff, preparing. Mary, chilled. Yeah, whatever. I'm just going to focus on Jesus. You know what I mean? So I want to know. I'm going to run around and I printed off about 150 of these, and it took me ages to do. So I'm going to give them out, and then I'm going to ask you to hold up whether you're a Martha or a Mary. So if you're a Martha, I'm going to ask you to hold up that for Martha. And if you're a Mary, I'm going to ask you to hold up that too.
They're the same.
Yeah, but one's Martha and one's Mary.
But what's the difference?
They're different people.
Yeah, but what's the difference with those?
Because, right, so if you're a Martha, if you're a Mary, hold up that one. And if you're a Martha, if you're a Wartha, hold up, let's forget that, shall we? That didn't work, did it?
No. Okay.
Okay, so children, anybody? Colin, what did you do yesterday? Yeah. I've asked you the question, you just asked. So someone else.
Yeah.
Paul, what did you do yesterday?
I sat and watched.
Yeah, great, yeah. Lovely, yeah, right.
What did you do yesterday?
Anybody at the balcony? Anyone on the balcony? Nathan, what did you do yesterday? Boring, right. Yeah. What? Brian? Yeah, oh, dear. Michaela, what did you do yesterday?
Did the shopping.
Yeah, what else did you do?
Clean the house,
anything else?
I went to help my
mum. Oh, that's lovely, See, I focused, give her time, didn't I? And she could focus and, apologies to all those I cut dead. It just, if you've got the time and you're focused, you can do these things. Okay, so let's carry on. Oh, we're on page 2. Over to you.
Okay.
So Angie's going to do a short talk. And after the talk, we're going to have some songs.
Do you think we have to do special things to be better Christians? Well, sometimes we think that we have to do certain things or know certain things in order to be just right, or have God, or have God's love. Sorry, I can't read your writing. And it's printed.
I was going to say it's printed.
Right, sorry, I'll start again.
You can't read
well,
my grammar.
Sometimes we think we have to do certain things or know certain things in order to be a just right Christian or have God love us more. We get caught up in hurrying through life and think we look better if we go to church a lot or do a lot of important things. But you know what? There is nothing we can do to earn God's love. And there's nothing we need to do to earn his love. He already loves us. And all we have to do is accept his love and know that Jesus died for us. He did all the work. And he wants us to just be ourselves and enjoy his presence. The story that Charlotte read to us was about two sisters who had Jesus over for dinner. One of them was named Martha. Now, Martha was very busy, and she was rushing around preparing for Jesus. She was cooking and cleaning and working, and she got upset because her sister Mary was just hanging out with Jesus. She wasn't helping to do the work, but just sat listening to Jesus talk. Martha got upset and asked Jesus to yell at her about it. But he told her, Mary was the one doing the right thing. It was not as important to do things for Jesus as it was to spend time with him. Jesus didn't want a dusted floor or a fresh loaf of bread. He wanted people. And that is how he feels about us too. What's important is not just what we know or say or do. It's how we love God. We can breathe and pause and rest in his presence. He is always there for us. Where's he gone? This is Padsto. He's my mate. Right, look at him. What does he do? Does it sing? Does he sing, cook, dance in circles? No. But we enjoy it just for what it is. That's the sort of how God feels about us. He made us and he doesn't require any special activities. He loves us just because we are his children. So remember, there's nothing wrong with doing things for God, but that is not the most important thing. We can rest in him and know we are part of his family. And no matter what else isn't that great news? Let's thank God for that. Where's my phone? There it is. Hello. Oh, Jesus. Oh, what, you're coming round in about half an hour? Oh, okay. Right. All right, I'll see you then. All right, bye. Oh, no. I better get this place in some sort of order. Oh, dear. Never, ever gonna want to come into a house looking like this, is he?
Hello.
Oh, now, who's that?
Hello. I'm collecting on behalf of the Brothers of the Brothers of the Brothers of the Brothers organisation on Brothers Road, Brothers Street. We're just wondering whether you'd like to make a contribution.
I haven't got time for this. I've got Jesus coming for dinner. Sorry. Oh, dear. Big enough.
Bam, bam.
Oh. Oh, again? Hello.
Hello. I'm your new neighbour. And I live just down the road. I wonder if I could borrow a clove of garlic.
No, sorry, I haven't got any. I've got Jesus coming to dinner. Sorry, bye. Oh, my goodness. Oh. Cannot believe... Oh, what is that? Oh, no. Ugh. Don't know what that was.
Down, down.
Hello.
Hello. My car has just broken down. Actually, it's been rather depressed for a week now. I'm just wondering if I could borrow your phone, because my mobile's gone
dead. I'm sorry, I can't. I've got Jesus coming to dinner. Sorry. Bye. Oh, dear, all this thing, he's coming to dinner as well. Oh, my goodness. I have better make... I better order some shopping online. Hello? Jesus? I thought you were supposed to be coming round. Oh, you did? 3 times? Oh.
Okay, obviously the point is there. The point is in there. Okay, we're running short of time, Angie.
Okay,
we may have to miss out my talk. Okay,
no.
So... God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So easy to put God first. It's so difficult. When he's putting the rice in, it's just never ending, the things that want our attention, whether it's phones, well, I hate phones, whether it's phones, whether it's FaceTube, anything. But it's so easy to put God first, isn't it? It's so easy to put God first. It's so easy to put God first. Talking amongst yourselves while I organise myself. Okay. Okay, so. A desire for perfection in less important things is a weakness of personality, not a strong one, as some would like to call it. Our careers and ministries require attention, but not so much that we neglect to spend time with God. In life, the most excellent thing we can do is push back unimportant things to make room for God's presence, because without God, life is nothing. There's no hope, is there? Angie, you're on.
I'm on. So, we achieve excellence in everything we do by organising our priorities right, and the right way to organise our priorities is to give first place in life to God, because being God, he thought of us first. What is the first commandment? You shall have no other gods before me. And in Matthew 22, verse 37 to 38, Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment.
So we end our service and we have 4 questions for when we pray. What is our motive? Are we putting other things before God? Are we praying in the Spirit? And are we approaching God with humility?